We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest mixtape you'll find online. Mixed all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Knicks and Celtics in a 12-round brawl in Boston, number 7 seed, number 8 seed in the East. And this thing would go down to the wire, folks. Knicks battling all night. It was a game of runs. And it was just going to be who blinked first in the end. Knicks desperately trying to get a win in the clutch. RJ did his best to lead his team. He would finish with 29 points, 6 of 6 for downtown. But the turning point of this game was a big Tristan Thompson block on Derrick Rose, which would put Boston down by 1 and give him the momentum in this game, man. Tough series here in the fourth quarter. Knicks just clinging on to the lead, and once again it would evaporate with Tatum and Brown running the show for Boston. But RJ would not go quietly into the night, hitting a big mid-range free throw jump shot to put his team down by 2. And even after a bad turnover by RJ, he would still come back and knock down a huge 3 to tie this game. Knicks had it, man. Knicks were right there, but an untimely double team led to a Marcus Smart wide open 3. And that's all she wrote, man. Knicks would go down in another crunch time, stinging loss, 101-99 to the Boston Celtics. Mr. Kardashian also had a good game. Knicks post-game live, number one show for the fans by the fans. CP the Franchise, CK2K, presented by Manscaped. Here we are again, CK. Here we are again, man. Boston missing Kemba, missing their ace, their floor general. Knicks had no Mitch, but Knicks still had everybody that they've been going to war with these last few games. And just another one. Just another fourth quarter meltdown. Can't execute. Knicks now 2-9 in games decided by 3 points or less. Just can't close, bro. What were your thoughts on this game, man?
Another game, different team. I mean, same story, different team. You know what I mean? Like you just said, execution at the end is just not great. That key double team by Reggie was just untimely. Marcus Smart had 9 points in the quarter before that 3 and then ended with 12 in that quarter.
14!
Yeah, because the free throw was later on. Yeah, 14 total for the quarter, but at that point it was 12.
Right. Yes.
I don't understand. You know, RJ had the turnover, but then made up for making the three. It's just the biggest thing is just execution at the end of the game. And even before that, like, I know we want to talk about how it ended, but we just the Celtics were not playing that great throughout the entire game.
Not at all.
Outside of Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown was on, and he even cooled down that second half, but we did not capitalize. And
yeah.
as we've seen the last few games, like the fourth quarter has been not one of our best quarters in the entire game. So we at least got to make sure we give ourselves a cushion. And we did. But even when we had that 5-point lead, I didn't feel safe with that. You know
Me
what
neither.
I mean? And to be real, what more can we ask for as fans? Because we said we want Tibbs to, you know, we want him to change up the rotations. We want him to do this. Yo, Tibbs left the bench out there till about the 5-minute mark in that fourth quarter. And the bench was doing what they had to do. But when it was time to make the adjustment, he made the adjustment. Tibbs did. I had no problems with rotations this time. The players just could not execute.
And there were opportunities there, bro, in that fourth quarter, 100%. Man. There were shots to be made. Guys that were just not making them. You know, Julius missed a few. Bullock missed some. Burks missed a few. RJ with an untimely turnover, but I thought RJ had a strong game. Let me get to this last possession real quick. And the Bullock double. It just wasn't needed, bro. First off, for me, I like the way they were doubling Tatum when he put the ball on the floor and had his back turned to that nearest defender. You know, that way they were forcing turnovers that way. Yeah. But to double him when he has the whole vision of the court, to me, you're telegraphing your whole setup.
Yeah. And Tatum wasn't doing anything to warrant a double team in that situation at all. Like, Tatum, he had, 23, 25, but he wasn't killing us.
Right.
He was not killing us. There was nothing in that situation that didn't tell me that Julius Randle could not have guarded him one-on-one.
Yeah.
He was doing fine before that. So, like you said, it wasn't a situation where, you know, he's backing down or it's in the paint and he's posting up and someone comes up and sneaks up on him. No, he was blatantly at the top with Julius Randle and he decided to step up. I just didn't understand it. That's one of the few blunders defensively for Reggie Bullock that he's had this season. That one made no sense to me.
They telegraphed the jumper, they telegraphed the double, and left Marcus Smart. He can hit those. He hits 38% on wide open threes. 38% from wide. He can knock those down.
Yep.
And he had a hot quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just tough, man. Ill-advised double, in my opinion. And gave a guy who can hit that wide open three a wide open three who was hot in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Tough.
He was the one that was killing us in that fourth quarter. So
tough, man.
It blew my mind that he was the one wide open. I just don't understand. And I still see people in the chat talking about Elfrid Payton this. Never, no, it was
Payton
everybody.
Payton barely even got in the fourth. And that's what we can talk about because you asked the coach for adjustments. What did he do? He leaned on Rose.
He leaned on Rose
for
everything.
A good chunk of that fourth quarter, bro.
He sure did.
Yeah. But how many minutes did Derrick Rose play tonight?
He's hit his same mark.
26.
26 tonight.
26.
And you saw that he was tired. Was tired because when he gets to the rim and it looks like he has no lift on any of his layups and he just resulted to the catapult floater, that's it, man. That's all you're going to get out of Derrick Rose, unfortunately.
There's a conscious effort. Dwayne Casey started it. You go look up some of the quotes from Dwayne Casey from last season or even this season with the Pistons.
This season, too, yeah.
When Derrick Rose would reach 30 minutes, Dwayne Casey said, I got to bring him down. We got to take care of his body. We got to make sure he's good. He can't last. So there's a conscious effort that can only give you around that 25 mark. And that's why you saw Payton come in with 3 minutes left about that.
He had to. Even Mike Breen was saying that it was looking like he was going to close out with Derrick Rose.
Looked
he
like
couldn't
it.
Close out with him.
Looked like
he
it.
Wanted to. He probably was planning on doing it, but he just couldn't. He
seemed
couldn't.
Like he ran out of gas.
He was slow. He was out of gas. He just was out of gas. And it was just an unfortunate night from Alec Burks, too. You know, we got what we wanted there. Like, the lineup that we were supposed to close out with, we got what we wanted.
Yeah.
It was Derrick Rose, Alec Burks, RJ Barrett, Julius Randle, and Taj Gibson. What else could you be asking for? And, again, he left the bench in for the majority of that fourth quarter. Everything that we've been, you know, not complaining, but, like, our suggestions or whatever, Tibbs listened to an extent.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, also, like we've been saying, Derrick Rose ain't got he just does not have the gas for that.
Man.
Unfortunately, Burks just didn't have it tonight, so, you know, had to go back to the defense with Reggie Bullock. And it is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, it just the execution just was poor in today's game, man.
Despite the 5-point lead in that fourth, I thought the turning point of that game was 85-82 with 5.5 left.
Mm-hmm.
And D. Rose gets blocked by Mr. Kardashian, who had an outstanding game on hustling. You know, out of hustle, thus got physical with us. Tristan Thompson, this was the big turning point of the game to me because this gave them the momentum. and we were playing catch-up from this point on. It led to a Jaylen Brown layup, and that was pretty much it. Like I said, we were battling from there. We were still in the game, but we were pretty much playing catch-up on every possession.
Yeah, we just looked.
So that was tough, man.
Just looked, and I hate when it gets to that point where it looks like there's no you don't feel confident that we're going to score on possession.
Yeah.
Like, when it gets to that point in the game, it's just so frustrating to watch. And you can tell that they don't look like they're going to confidently score on that possession.
Tired
like,
legs,
they just look
man.
Scattered. Yeah, and they just look tired. Yeah.
Tired legs.
And it's crazy because the Celtics mm-hmm. are the one that had the game last night.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah,
that crazy?
They played last night.
they played last night.
Which is why, bro, it is inexcusable to give up 16 offensive rebounds. We got crushed again on the boards tonight. Crushed again. God, Mitch, yeah. Money Mitch, we need you, bro. Because these guys are gas, bro. We only grabbed 39 boards and gave up 16 offensive rebounds, a ton to Mr. Kardashian. Boston only averages 10 a game. We only give up 9 a game, and we gave them 16. Big all game, bro. They were out-hustling us, out-muscling us on the boards between Williams, Tristan Thompson. They let Marcus Smart. They let Marcus Smart get an off-clutch offensive rebound in that fourth quarter on him.
Yeah.
And Boston played last night.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't look like it.
Tough.
Like, they looked more hungry than we were from the top. They just looked hungrier than we were, and we can't let that be. Like we said, I know people are already ready to jump off the bandwagon, jump off the boat, talking about, well, I guess it's time to go back to the tank. Nah. We've come too far to now, all of a sudden, because we're facing some adversity, we want to give up. No. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the same time, we got to play like how they played. They looked like they wanted it more. They made the adjustments.
Yeah.
Marcus Smart was not giving them anything in the first half. And it instantly was a factor in that second half.
Which is him. That's his game.
That's what I'm saying. Tristan Thompson wasn't giving them much of anything in the first half. He had the highest plus minus of the entire court, on the entire court. Like, that's what I'm saying. We just didn't want it, man. We just did not want it.
It's, you know, a lot of the boards is you know, timing the ball and being having a knack for the ball.
Facts.
But also is effort. And I just think we're getting worn down between, you know, Noel's not a big rebounder. Taj, not really. You know, he'll give you his 5 or 6 or so, but he's not just going to, you know, smash the boards like that. And I think Julius is coming down a bit. I think Julius is a big gassed, you know, whether it's the quad injury or not, I'm not sure. But I think Julius is just a bit gassed. And listen, he's playing hard. He's trying to push the pace, especially when Peyton doesn't. But again, 3 turnovers on the night tonight, couple costly ones. Not really being under control. You know, I thought he tried. He did his thing, obviously. How many dimes he finished with tonight? He finished with 6 dimes. 22.6 dimes, 9 rebounds. But, you know, 9 to 23 from the field. You know,
I don't like that, man.
Julius
he had more missed shots or more shot attempts than points, actually, for the night. I give over paying the same criticism. I got to be consistent with Julius Randle. I'm not a big fan of that. You're right, and he played hard, but a lot of those shots some of them felt really lazy.
Yeah.
And like we said, it just seems like he's gassed, and we were seeing this from like the second quarter. So it's just like I don't know. Like, are all the minutes catching up to him in his legs? Like,
facts.
You got to start wondering that because it looked like it, but by the second quarter he already looked gassed.
Yeah.
It's like,
silver lining, RJ, 29 points. After ESPN disrespected him, my man came out with a 10 of 14 game, 6 of 6 for downtown, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 5 boards, 2 dimes, a costly turnover down the stretch, but he came back and knocked down that 3 in the end to really bring us back into the game. And he still tied the game. Mm. You know, he's going to learn in crunch time, man, but he still tied the game up for us, which is huge. Mm-hmm. What do you think about RJ tonight, bro?
Loved RJ Barrett. Yeah, everything you said, 100%. I feel like, you know, I know it's probably the fan in me more than the, you know, trying to pay attention, but it's just like there's some moments I feel like he was iced out a little bit. I feel like there was some attempts there towards the end that could have gone to him.
Yeah.
But at the same time, for what he did with what he had, he was tremendous tonight. Like,
yeah.
He was hitting shots because at first it was all corner three, so I was just like, that's right. He's starting to pick that up, but then he's hitting them from the top. He hit the last one on the move. Like, RJ Barrett was getting comfortable. You're seeing him hit that mid-range with more comfort. But
yeah.
at the same time, when he's having a night like that, like I don't want to put a damper on the parade, but when I only see him taking 14 of those shots and he's shooting that well, like in a game like this, I would like to see him take more.
Shooting nicely. I believe the stat is in the last five games, he's 16 of 22 from downtown. Might be even better than that, but that's what I had counted. Breen had said 14 and 20 at, I think that was in like the third quarter, and he definitely knocked down at least two more in the fourth. So this he might be up to 16 and 22 from downtown. Got to figure out how to get the ball in his hands down the stretch as well. Got to figure it out.
Yeah, a little bit too much dribble action towards the end there. But it was again, it's, you know, it's bad, but at the same time, it just everyone looked tired. Like, you know, they looked like they did not know what to do with the ball, which is just that you can't have that, let that be. So give the ball to RJ and see what happens.
Agreed. IQ, only 13 minutes tonight for IQ. I actually thought he gave us a good run in that second quarter with the second unit.
Yeah.
I thought he was solid. You know, he had Peyton Pritchard guarding him, I understand that, but I thought IQ.
I was just gonna say.
Yeah, right. Which is a gimme. But even still. It's just the big question mark when we're trying to close this thing out is, you know, if Rose can't make it to that finish line, do you try to slot IQ back in there? You know he's not going to be he's kind of came back in terms of his facilitating, but you need so much shooting potential out there, bro.
Yeah.
If you're going to be driving this thing with RJ or Julius anyway, do you try to slot quickly in there? Because Peyton – you know, I know Tibbs wants him out there for dribble penetration and attacking the rim, but I don't know. But, you know, IQ only 13 minutes. I thought there was opportunity for him down that stretch as well.
Yeah, me too. But at the same time, we know Tibbs. We know that he's going to go with the vet before he goes with the rook in that situation.
That heavy tonight.
Yeah, he you knew he was going to do that, especially in that situation of the game. I don't think, you know, as great as he IQ's been this season, as much as you might like IQ, you know, in a situation like that, when you got to take out Derrick Rose, he's going to go with his other favorite, Elfrid Payton, first.
Yeah.
But I completely agree. I think that, especially, we didn't have much else because our other guy that we wanted to hit shots, and Alec Burks wasn't hitting his shot. So
right.
I think, you know, why the hell not? Like, put him out there in that unit. Let's see what happens. But also, I know at the back of my mind, I couldn't expect Thibodeau to go over Elfrid
Payton. 13 minutes for IQ. So that was tough, man. 2-8 in crunch time, bro. Crunch time. It just, you know, 25 and 27 on the campaign, it just speaks to a lot of things. And the need for a true floor general, the need for a star, somebody to go to in the crunch time.
Closer.
And still growing pains. Even for RJ, I think it's still growing pains, you know, with the costly turnover there down the stretch. But he still backs it up with a big three.
Great recovery.
To tie the game. You know, mentally he was still sharp. Mm-hmm. But that was just a big turnover. Mm-hmm. Costly turnover. So,
but like, you, and then also too, one of our biggest things that we have that, you know, we're missing, Mitchell Robinson. Like
Mitch
at the top,
Mitch.
Still missing them big.
Boards, only 39 boards tonight, bro. 39 boards.
Yeah.
And Boston, conversely, 53. I'm telling you, Mr. Kardashian was killing us, bro. Plus 24 in the night.
I'm telling you, highest of the night.
Yeah. Jalen Brown out of Masa game, too. No lie, though. 32-10.
My man,
he's still hitting threes right now. The lights is out at the Boston Garden. He's still hitting threes. first half, he was killing us from downtown, bro.
Yeah.
And his three-point shooting has definitely improved year over year. Give credit to him.
His game in general.
Yeah.
His whole game.
His game is so rounded out well. Yeah. Another area I thought we left opportunities was on the free throw line. You know, we averaged 21 on the year per game. Only got there 16 times. Mm-hmm. Referees are a little bit all over the place, but it is what it is. But I just think, you know, again, that it just spoke to the physicality of the Celtics defense tonight and on the boards. And as a result, I didn't think we got to the line. I didn't think we were aggressive enough getting to the free throw line. So.
Yeah,
tough.
There was some calls there that are a bit iffy towards the end there, but I'm not gonna join the camp of this is the referee's fault.
No, there was
a few of them, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
To me, it didn't tip the glass in one way or the other.
Yeah, me neither.
But 100%. We got me way more aggressive in getting to the line. Julius Randle only took two. That's not normal. That's not normal.
And that's what I'm saying. Is he gas? Is it the injury?
Yeah.
What's the situation there? But another tough one against a team that we're battling with. So now I guess it rolls reverse. We'll check on the standings later, but we were both tied. We had the edge because we beat them in the first game. So we were seventh. They were eighth. We now we're tied 1-1 on the season series, and we play them last game of the season at MSG. So that could be a pivotal game depending on where these two teams stand in just 20 games or so when they meet again at MSG.
Yep, we need it.
Yeah, man. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys, though. CPCK2K, let's get those likes up. We got 1,000 people on the chat, so welcome to Knicks Post Game Live, number one show for the fans by the fans, presented by Manscaped. Before we get to the phones, I want to salute a couple super chats came in. Shout out Ruel Wilson checking in. He says, someone please call down to the Hoosiers office and bring back our guy, Mike Woodson.
Yeah, for real.
Never have I seen a team slip when an assistant coach leaves. Hashtag Wednesday Night Knicks. Shout out Ruel. King Matthew says 37 minutes for Randall Tibbs. You got to chill on the All Star, and we are still in the playoff hunt. We could reach the fifth or sixth seed.
Yeah.
Once again, played the whole third quarter, bro. Played the whole third quarter. I said, oh boy, here we go. How do we pace this thing? You know, and then you get Obi gets his 11. Knox gets his nothing.
Yeah.
And IQ gets his 13. You know.
Knox. I just don't understand.
Yeah. It's a tough call, man. Tough call. I know there's some more super chats that came in, but like I said, the YouTube dashboard is a little funny. So while I go into the back end, let's get to the phones. Start with DJ from Shaolin. DJ, how you doing, bro?
Yo. I know you just said it, but I got to represent for you and the guys. CK, what up? Hit that thumbs up button.
Hit that like button. Let's go.
Yeah, man. You know, I had this game scheduled on the calendar. I've been talking about it for the past 2 weeks with y'all every time I call.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be honest, man. I hate losing to Boston. I hate it more than Brooklyn.
I hate losing to Boston.
I hate losing to Boston, man. I feel like they are our rival.
Yeah.
And the way, like, just to talk about the game, because I see a lot of weird stuff in the chat. People talk about trading Rand, all this nonsense. Let's keep it in the right now.
Yeah.
Right now, we fight for our playoff lives. If you think RJ Barrett ain't a man, man, listen, every time he gets this slander, every time ESPN or The Jump or any of these people talk bad or don't list him in a category, he goes out and balls. And listen, I understand he made a crucial mistake in the fourth, but I got to give this man a pass because this is a fun fact. This man does not get assists by Elfrid Payton, and I'm not blaming Payton. You know, no. I hate him, but I'm not blaming him.
Yeah.
He did not get not one assist from his point guard. The only assist that he got from his point guard besides Randall was D. Rose in a corner three.
That's right.
So this man is working for his point without a jump shot. He's giving you 32 efficiently, so we got to stop with his RJ slander.
Big time.
Man. I don't get why everybody's killing him whenever he has a bad game and he comes back with a good one. But this, I got to be honest with you. I'm looking at Tibbs and I'm like, I get it. He's doing what he can with what he has. But, like, you nailed it, CP. I wish that last 3 minutes he would go with IQ because Brad Stevens showed his hand. He played zone, and, yeah, we shot him out of that zone, and he went back to man.
Yeah.
But I feel like they just need a floor spacer, and I get it. Marcus Smart was trying to bully him. But
that's the only issue. That's the only issue with IQ is that he would have had to have guarded Marcus Smart, and they would have tried to expose him on the defensive end and offensively as well. That would have been a tough matchup for him.
And they would have switched. Yeah, it would have been.
Right, but the only way I see that is if he gets a post up. And now Marcus Smart, leave him wide open. He's going to drill that. Like, I've seen that too many times.
38%.
But if you let him be in a post, yeah, man. But if you let him be in a post, you could trap Marcus quicker and just leave IQ to, you know, just help defense on a post.
Yeah.
I get why they would trap Tatum. One-on-one, he's a killer. I'm a Duke fan, so I get it. I've seen him. But I didn't like that double at the end. CK had it right, man. If you're going to double Tatum, man, you got to wait until he turns his back.
You got to wait, bro. Yeah.
You double him at the top of the key. That bothered me. Mitchell, we miss you, bro. The rebounds is the only difference in the game. If you look at the stat line, rebounds is the only difference in the game. We miss you. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This was a big game, big loss, tough loss. But
yeah.
The only thing I could say is that Boston is on our level. Like, they're not higher. I know they didn't have Kemba, but Kemba's playing awful this year.
Yeah.
I know. I'm going to make it quick. But they're not better than us. So this is it. This is going to be the 7-8. I feel in my heart of hearts this is 7-8. Y'all just keep doing what y'all doing, man. I don't got nothing bad to say about anything. This was a tough game. I just feel like it was a swing. And that's one more thing, and I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
That was a goaltend by the Kardashians.
It looked close. It looked close.
Every time.
Yeah. It looked close, man.
That's a goaltend.
Yeah,
I'm gonna let y'all go. Keep doing what y'all doing.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it. Yeah, that one did look close.
It was definitely close.
That one looked close. Mr. Kardashian was eating our food tonight, man. That's another one I hate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know?
And just the timing of it is what pisses me off. Because, like I said, he was a non-factor in the beginning, and we just let him. Yeah.
Two teams are evenly matched, man. Celtics really have no bench, zero bench. And I think Kemba's starting to come back a little bit. I think he's on his way out. Not necessarily out, but, you know, not prime Kemba.
No, I know what you mean,
I think he's, you know, he's got a lot of wear and tear on him. So I think Kemba, unfortunately, is starting to come down a little bit. But, two evenly matched teams went to the wire. It was an ugly, ugly game, brutal game to watch to get through in the first half. And, you know, again, we just could not close, unfortunately. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. A couple more super chats have come in. Shout out my guy Hoodies Vintage. Says, tough loss against a shorthanded team. RJ's shot is looking consistent. Just needs to tighten his handle. I just wish we'd sub earlier to avoid burnout. I hope Randall isn't hurt. Rest up for Friday. And Friday, we got Memphis coming to town. John Morant and company coming to town.
Supposedly no John Morant. We'll see.
Did he play yesterday? I saw that he went out yesterday with the hip injury, right? But then I was just briefly looking at MSG 150 and it looked like he was out big, but I don't know if it was the same game. Did they play tonight?
No, they didn't play tonight.
Okay, so maybe it was the highlight from yesterday.
Yeah, because he played about 10 minutes in yesterday's game. Yeah, they didn't play tonight.
Right, and he went down with a hip injury, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. So maybe Ja doesn't play.
Hold on. I'm on the wrong day. Yeah, Ja played tonight. Ja's going to be there.
He did
Ja
play
a whole
31
minutes tonight.
Okay, all right. So he's all right. Yeah, because when I saw it on MSG 150, I was like, is he healthy? Is he not healthy? I don't know. But
he helped us out tonight, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. So to everybody in the chat once again. Majin Krillin says, rumor has it the scouting report for IQ says that he can score, but he doesn't look to get his teammates involved and is a liability on the defensive end. Well, we saw Marcus Smart going right at him. You know, in that second quarter, as soon as he was in, he was trying to go right at him. IQ, like I said, I think the league has adjusted. You did see that one play, CK, where he's trying to do that rip through or that kind of like, you know, kind of the James Harden, if you will, in terms of drawing fouls. And it was working in the beginning of the year. And I think the refs and the league has kind of caught up to him. He's not getting that call anymore. And a lot of times it's a turnover now.
Yep.
So IQ, as a rookie, he's got some adjustments to make.
Yep, and that's to be expected, man. That's what I'm saying. I'm seeing all these comments and seeing all these responses saying that IQ just doesn't have it anymore. He's falling off. I'm like, no, he's just a rookie.
Yeah, he's just a rookie, man.
Like, I don't know what to tell you. He had a great start, but unfortunately he's still a rookie that's hitting the wall. Growing pains. He's going to learn. So
He's still a rookie, man. And look, maybe he's not a point guard. Maybe he's just a combo shooting guard. I think he has an elite skill that we can use and that can help this team. So I'm not worried if he doesn't pan out to be the point guard of the future of this team. He can still fill out a nice role on this team. There's no doubt about it.
Very important role on this team because for a team that cannot shoot consistently, we have that with him possibly for our future.
The league is adjusted, he'll make his adjustments, have a better court vision, have better understanding of where his teammates are, and finish better.
Yep.
So he'll be all right. So to everybody
lost
in the
Obi today, rookie-to-rookie connection.
Yeah, he did. He did find Obi on the lob. That was a nice run in transition. Like I said, we did well in transition tonight. You know, you could always, it's always noticeable because we never do.
We don't do it right.
It always looks like a highlight, even if it's just a layup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a tough loss, man. Let me hear from my guy Boston Nick in the building. Boston Nick, how you doing, man?
Yes.
You guys got to win, bro.
Let me explain something first, okay?
Yeah.
We did not deserve that game at all. You guys, I'll just flat out say it. You guys have a better roster 1 through 15 than us. I think we have two players on our team that are really good, and the rest of the roster is awful. And I think, you know, you talk about Kemba Walker. I wouldn't. Before I just want to bring something up.
Yeah.
He's definitely not what he used to be.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's health. I think more than anything, he's trying to adjust to be a distributor and a third option, and he's just not that player. He's just not. His best games have all come when one of Brown and Tatum were out this season.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight they were both. I mean, obviously he didn't play tonight, but like, I mean, tonight he would have been the third option. Probably wouldn't play great. I also agree with you, Mr. Robinson. I played. You guys would have won. No, so let me make something perfectly clear. One of your takes was wrong, early. You said you would double off Marcus Smart. Smart is 0-for-21 on threes this year in the fourth and overtime until like last week. He missed his 21.
Wow. So maybe they were maybe that was a good call then. Maybe that was the right call.
I'm telling you, I called my friend after the game as a Knicks fan, and I said, I'm sorry. Like, that never happened. Like, every time they double Tatum or Brown and Smart gets an open look, it's a brick every single time.
What was that stat again? 0-for-21? 0-for-21 in the fourth?
0-for-20 until last week. I think he missed his first 21 in the fourth quarter and overtime.
Damn.
21.
Wow.
Not a quick player, sure. So from the Knicks perspective, I'm going to speak objectively here.
Mm-hmm.
I think Randall was bad tonight for a lot of it. I think he was – I mean, listen, the Celtics have played bad defense all year, but I'll give it to Grant Williams, who I am not a fan of at all anymore. I used to love his game last year. This year he stinks.
In the bubble, he had a much better play in the bubble, not so much this season.
Like, I felt like every time Julius got the ball, he was either – I mean, no, it's not every time. At times he wasn't, but too often he was doing one of two things. He was settling or
yes.
he was going into a double, like we said, like we saw last year,
yes.
going into a double team.
Yeah.
And then
yep.
he looks up.
He played like last year, so Julius.
Away.
Yeah.
I thought Barrett could have gotten the ball a lot more down the stretch. He was absolutely killing us. He was great tonight, and believe me, I'll take the L for this. Because I said prior to the draft, I said RJ Barrett, I'm not sure he's going to have a great NBA career, and I'm clearly wrong. I've been proven wrong the last 2 years. But more than anything, listen, man, this is what the Celtics are. I mean, this is why I like Evan Fournier. You have to understand, he's not a great player at all. But compared to the rest of the role players on our roster, I mean, oh my God. I mean, Evan Fournier.
What happened to Fournier? Is he hurt?
He's in health and safety protocols. Like, he literally 3 games in gets COVID. This is what it is. The Celtics injury luck is not our thing. I wasn't even surprised if it happened.
All right.
We don't know if it's positive test, contract, whatever. But pretty much, I was just going to say, every time you're doubling Tatum and leaving guys like Grant and Shemmy open in the corner for three, I'm like, it's not going in.
I didn't mind the double. It's how they doubled it on this last possession, bro. It was how they were doubling on that possession.
I'm living with Mark. It's Mark. When he took that, I was ready. So I was just saying. I'm like, I'm going to call in tonight and just trash Marcus Smart again. And a guy who if anyone's rooting for Smart knows you have very high highs for Smart and very low lows. And, you know, honestly, I just feel bad. I almost feel because, like, we really didn't deserve that game at all. We played like we have every back-to-back game this year.
Listen, man, you guys played on back-to-backs and appreciate the call, bro. Listen, you guys played on back-to-backs. You out-hustled them. Knicks got to take it.
That's what I was just going to say.
Knicks
like,
got to take it, bro.
That's a good take and everything, but to be real, the Knicks didn't deserve this game either.
Yeah.
So,
somebody got to win.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
So we said
Smart was actually 0-for-21
in
the fourth.
That's an interesting stat. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Because I'm here thinking it was a great – to me, it looked like it was butter.
Yeah.
But for me, it's just because of how well he was playing in this fourth quarter already leading up to that shot. So I didn't even know that set.
I still saw you shooting 38% wide-open threes.
Yeah.
And I saw a guy that had 14 points in the fourth quarter.
Exactly.
I mean, streaks can get broken.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But, you know, I don't know. Again, I don't know if that was a plan, if that was a call by Tibbs, if they were playing the analytics there. Well, we don't know. We won't know. We'll dig into Twitter and see what the quote was on that last play of the game. But shout out Boston Nick on the intel. Celtics fan, but he's Team Knicks Fan TV. So definitely appreciate all his support. Let's go to Jersey Val. What's going on?
How are you guys doing? Somebody thumbs up in the chat. Thumbs up.
So Val, how you doing, bro?
What's up, bro?
Good, man. I have to say something, and it's going to take you to a dark place.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fan of Randle. I'm not a fan of Randle. I'm sorry. Like, everything Randle does for this team, we can get it from RJ. The point Randle, we can get it from RJ. Now, check this out. Randle was compared to, like, an athletic Zach Randolph and a Lamar Odom, prime Lamar Odom, not a few years ago Lamar Odom, but prime Lamar Odom.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Randle on the perimeter? Why can't he just rebound and bully down low and mid-range and post? Why does he have to be a LeBron James?
But Lamar Odom wasn't that.
No, Lamar Odom was like a perimeter. I see it. The left-hand perimeter, power forward guard. I get it. But I prefer if Randle was more Zach Randle. You see the game down low.
He was bullying. I thought he was bullying in the first half. I thought Randle was bullying in the first half. I thought he mixed it up a bit.
But wasn't he like 1-for-5 from three tonight, and he just kept chucking?
Well.
I was going to say it.
Yeah.
See, I like that.
That's true.
He got to stay free throw line extended.
That's true.
Oh my God!
Listen, he was he also missed the mid range in the fourth as well. Late in the game.
Mm-hmm.
He missed a 10-footer, bro.
All right, if that's the case, then I agree. But if that's the case, then why he just can't stick to layups and bully down low like Zion? Just bully by the rim, bully.
Yeah, I hear you, fam. Listen, I definitely hear you, Val. But you know, Julius has had it cooking all year, man. Sometimes it's hard. As long as he's taking quality shots, I can't knock taking the threes and stuff like that. I thought he was taking it down low, especially in the first half. And again, in the fourth quarter, he had a bunny, a mid range that he bricked. So, to me, a lot of his errors came in handling the ball.
Yes.
In this game.
Yeah.
So
and on top of that, he's. I'm not gonna say he's not wrong because I'm not on team. I'm not here trying to throw the pitchfork at Julius Randle just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's that comes back to what we're talking about him just being gassed at this time of the season because yeah, I think Julius Randle has been settling way too much for the jump shots on and also hearing Boston Nick talk about it too because I know Grant Williams he can play defense, but the way that Julius Randle made him look. As if he was just this defensive stopper because he was settling for a lot of jump shots whenever he came on the court. And I just did not understand that. And I feel like it just all is connected to, you know, fatigue or whatever the case may be,
right.
The injury. I don't think it's an injury. I saw you put up J-Mac's tweet because he's saying he feels like he's completely okay. But, the settling for the shots has definitely been really, really, really frustrating because Julius Randle, only 2 free throws. I like what Julius Randle has about 10, 8 free throws.
That's fair. It definitely didn't get to the free throw line enough.
Not at all. Yeah.
But listen, I still saw attacking and getting those shots down in the paint.
Right.
He just went 9 to 23 from the field, 2 of 6 from downtown.
Yeah.
So, it's tough one, man. I think, this is a tough stretch for them, man. This is a new territory. CK, last year, these type of games is a wash.
Get you ready for the draft. You're right.
You know what I mean?
You're right. Yeah. Y'all know what a playoff hunt is right now.
Yeah, now you know what a playoff hunt is. You're trying to win real games.
That's facts. Our same All-Star never been to the playoffs. We forget that.
That's it.
Julius Randle never been there either. So,
never been there, man. So
right.
This is new territory, tough sledding for them. Let's hope they bounce back. A couple more Super Chats have come in. So to everybody in the chat, let's get those likes up. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys. CPCK2K in the building, number one show for the fans by the fans. Young Kobe says, I don't get wasn't so aggressive during the trade deadline, knowing Tibbs likes to overplay his players. We could have at least went for depth. Well, who you want?
Yeah, like who?
Who? NYK31, IQ is not going to make adjustments and never will. If he did, he would have done it already. Well, he's a rookie, so I disagree.
He's a rookie!
Yeah, I disagree with that, big time.
Ugh.
Chuck D, the Rhyme Animal, everybody throw a hashtag PE in the chat. Salute a legend. He says, we see where Tibbs' system relies on that roaming flexible center. It opened it up for Julius, and we ball hawked the lanes and interior. We knew the deal. It hurts. We are dwarfed with Taj and Noel. Yeah, 20 minutes at most, man. We definitely missing Mitch. Big time. Real Sharkfin says, this is the second half. We knew it would be tough. Absolutely. First Lady of Sports. Shout out First Lady of Sports. She says, most coaches do not play their key players the entire quarter. Tibbs needs to pull him earlier so he has legs in the fourth. Facts. Gotta trust. Gotta have some more trust in the bench, bro.
He needs to.
Obi at 11 minutes and Kev at zero. Where are you giving Julius a breather?
You're not.
It's tough, man.
Yeah.
Ari's in the building. What's going on, bro?
Ari.
Hey, what's up? What's up, guys? Yeah, I mean, that was a tough win, tough loss.
Yeah.
Personally, I know you guys are not really like trying to blame Tibbs on the rotation tonight, but you know, I kind of am. I'm done with Elfrid Payton, bro, forever. I'm done with him. Forget about him starting. I don't think he should be playing at all anymore, honestly. You know, when he's just, listen, man, the guy can't, like, he hit 2 3-pointers today and it was like, I couldn't believe what I saw. Yeah. I had to like think to myself, I was so shocked that he hit 2 3-pointers. This guy, listen, I mean, he just dribbles the ball nowhere. He slows the pace down. He's not a threat from the outside. Like, I would rather go 2 for 15 with IQ and just go down shooting with IQ. At least he'll spread the floor. At least he can keep the defense honest. You know, Elfrid Payton might as well be Frank out there. It might as well be the same guy. They don't do anything. And, like, Tibbs is always about this whole, everyone's going to be accountable and all this stuff. Like, he's obviously not holding Elfrid Payton accountable. The guy turns the ball over all the time. And he starts and he plays. Like, listen, I mean, I understand IQ has problems on the defensive end, but then I would bet, like, anyone besides, I would run Alec Burks. I would have ran Alec Burks at the point then, if you don't want to put IQ.
Test that out too.
Put Burks at the point with Bullock. Yeah, just put Burks at the point with RJ and Bullock. There you can switch 1 through 3, whatever. Burks is a good, is probably our best closer we have. But, you know, I just, you know, Tibbs has been bothering me, man. Like, you know, I think Tibbs is a good coach, and I think he's, I'm not going to blame everything on Tibbs. I think he's a good coach, but I think he's the coach that's never going to win a championship though. Like, I think he's the coach that could instill the culture, but he's not the guy that's going to get us to the top, because you have to make adjustments at the end of the day. Like, you know, it's obvious Julius Randle's tired, right? And, you know, he has Kevin Knox playing 0 minutes. You know what I mean? He's got Obi playing like 11 minutes a game. It's like, and you can see that Julius Randle is not playing well since All-Star break. He only had one good game since All-Star break. Trust me, I've been watching Julius Randle, and he's only had one good game since All-Star break, and that was against Washington, and Washington was the worst defensive team in the league. So, you know, I also didn't like the fact that Tibbs didn't call timeout after that Jaylen Brown miss and that free throw when they were down by 4.
Yeah.
He didn't call a timeout, and then they just ran the ball down, and then they got a really bad shot. Like, I don't understand why he didn't do that either, you know? So, you know, but at the end of the day, as much as I'm frustrated and as much as I don't like these rotations, I don't think Elfrid Payton should play, like, this team is still overachieving, right?
Yeah.
We're not going to win anything in the playoffs. We're not going to win anything in the playoffs anyway, right? So a loss, I mean, I know we don't want to tank, but it's like, you know, at the end of the day, we're not going to win anything, and we're going to get a lottery pick. And, you know, RJ's playing well. So even though it's a tough loss, you know, at least we're seeing some development from RJ. And, you know, not all is lost. We still have our draft picks and everything. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm disappointed, but, you know, it's not the end of the world. I don't know what these Knicks fans think. Like that we should trade for Bradley Beal.
What do you mean? They think like you. They think like you, Ari. You just called in and said, Tibbs is messing up the rotations, bro. What is he doing? They think like you. This is why we all here right now, man.
No, I understand with the frustration. Like, I'm not that frustrated. That's the thing. Like, I'm okay with the losses.
Yeah.
I'd rather get a lottery pick, to be honest with you. But I'm just saying, like, you know, it's something to consider, because we signed Tibbs to a 5-year or 4 or 5-year deal The guy doesn't make any adjustments, right? He's
yeah.
keeping Elfrid Payton in the game. Like, you can't trust
him. Well, not tonight, bro. He did it tonight, though. He did not tonight. In fairness to Tibbs, Payton did. He let Rose close out the first half. He brought back Derrick Rose, and appreciate the call. He brought back Derrick Rose in the second quarter, late in the second quarter, when after a Payton turnover, I believe.
Yep.
And then he tried to get Rose through that fourth, bro. And he brought Payton yep. back in with 3 minutes left. I can't put this one on Payton tonight.
That's what I'm saying.
Because a key stretches of the game he wasn't even in. And even when he got in late in that fourth quarter, he was irrelevant. Now that's the issue. Because you have no productivity out of your one and your five at certain points.
Yeah.
So it's RJ, Julius, and Burks, you know, with no flow, just trying to get an ISO bucket.
Just try exactly. No ball movement. And that's yeah. and that's my thing, man. And I get the Elfrid Payton criticism. I get it. But at the same time, we talked about it. We broke it down, like his difference in stats between last season and this season. Like, my frustration with Elfrid Payton is more the fact that he's just not the Elfrid Payton that we initially signed. Mm-hmm. That's what irritates the hell out of me. He was supposed to be the facilitator, defender. I'm glad that he can go in the paint and get buckets or whatever the coaches or the scouting report thinks that he can do. But the Pistons, that I understand it's the Pistons, but that is the Elfrid Payton I wanted to see all season. The one that is making plays for the other players that are actually offensively inclined.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where my frustration with him comes, because like you said, when he comes in the game at the end of the game, he's not providing anything else, because he's obviously not going to give us any shooting. We know now he's not going to be looking to get anybody else the ball. We talked about the fact that RJ Barrett got all his buckets and not a single one of them came from Elfrid Payton. Like, those are the things that frustrates me more than anything else. And it's just like, that is the guy that he was. What the hell happened? Like, where did that guy go?
What happened?
So exactly. So that's where my frustration comes more than anything else. Like, this is not the player that we initially signed up for. He's 7 assists last year. What's that now? 2 or 3? Like, yeah, so that's my frustration with him as well. But tonight, I can't put the blame on him. I'm not pointing the finger at him.
Not tonight. Not tonight, man. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CPCK2K in the building. This is Knicks Post Game Live, number one show for the fans by the fans, presented by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com and enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping on your total order. Manscaped.com, number one men's grooming tool below the waist. Make sure you go there and get your grooming essentials. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag. New, we'll shout you guys out. And another tough one, man. 101.99, Knicks go down in a blaze. Let me read the super chats. People, once again, like I said, a lot of super chats come in. We appreciate it. Sometimes they're not all in one spot, so I got to go find them in another menu and another dashboard. So we can't read all the super chats all at one time, or else it would be a super chat show. You know what I mean? So we try to get to some in the beginning, some in the middle, and then some at the end. You know, that's just the best way we can do it. But we always appreciate everybody for sending in a super chat, whether you do it through YouTube. You can also send one through Venmo, through Cash App, PayPal as well. And it's all Knicks Fan TV. So we definitely appreciate everybody showing love. But let me get to some super chats. Kane Marco sends a super chat. He says, I need Elf into the barrel of a giant catapult. Aim squarely at the sun. Also, how do you not go back to RJ in the fourth? Tibbs is really irking me. Yeah, we've seen that a number of times, bro, where it's the Julius show. It's Burks. They're scrambling. They just do not have an answer in crunch time where they want to go. But one thing's for sure, RJ, outside of that one untimely turnover, RJ had as good as a fourth as he's had all year. No question. Finished with 29 points, bro. 10 of 14.
This is one of his best 10 games of 14
from the field, bro.
Yeah. Yep.
Monster game by RJ tonight.
Love it.
Absolute monster game by RJ tonight. No question, bro.
100% from three.
Yeah. Happy to see that. Christoph sends a super chat. He says, I have one request. Put Peyton on the next plane smoking. And can the assistant pick their nuts up and tell Tibbs something? Everybody hates Bane tonight.
Everybody hates Elfrin.
Paul Robinson, we locked the Celtics up. We want him to start somebody else. I say IQ, he opens up the floor. Look at the bench and the starters plus minus tonight. Celtics played bad, us worse. Yeah, that's a fair point, man. That's sure. Definitely a fair point. King Matthew, Super Chat says, Julius Randle played too much in the third quarter, and y'all notice he was rubbing his leg. Tibbs and Bullock, you freaking sold, bruh. And RJ looking like lefty Clay Thompson out there. Clay Thompson out there. Yes, sir. 100-100. No doubt, man. We got Santo Cinema in the chat. Hashtag new Kevin Rodriguez. What's going on? Welcome to the fam. Oh, Santo says, hashtag Jerome from Manhattan. Yeah, shout out to...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
From Manhattan, he was a legendary caller. Kevin, we got to Kevin. Los in the cut. Salute Los in the cut. Noel Maganola, what's going on? Yeah, man, who you want to shout out in the chat, TK?
Yeah, it's just all Elfrin Payton. Everybody's going Elfrin Payton.
They're going
Elfrin, Payton,
Elfrin heavy in the chat tonight.
Man, but yeah, shout out to all the new. Shout out to you. You asked for hashtag new. I'm seeing a bunch of hashtag free Franks and free Knoxes. Ah. So shout out. Yeah, where'd he go? JC talking about free Frank. But yeah, shout out to all the hashtag new. I saw Ralph. I think that was one that we didn't see there. Shout out to the homie Alex. We see you in the chat, man. Glad to have you in here, bro. Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody here. Shout out to everybody who's upset about tonight, because that's what it is. Whether you have all our different ideas, we're all upset about tonight because we all love this team, man.
It's tough, man. Ralph Hernandez, what's going on, Ralph? Welcome to the show. He's team hashtag new. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to JJ from Brooklyn in the building. How you doing, bro?
There he is. What's up?
Yo, what's good, fellas? How's everything,
man? Good, man. How you doing, bro?
All right.
Chilling, man, chilling. Yeah, another rough one. What else is new? Every loss is just... It's like I'd rather lose by 20 than lose the way they're losing all these games. And, you know, just... You know, but it's Julius Randle. It's the minutes. I think the minutes are just wearing him down late. You see, he's not... We know he's not a clutch go-to player late in games, but I think the minutes is, you know, I think it's affecting him too in these late moments. No, I would give Obi or Knox, give Knox some play. I don't think he should be playing 38, 39, 40 minutes. You know, it's wearing him down. He doesn't have the legs. I don't know if the thigh's still hurting him. Could be. But, you know, it just can't be ISO Randle. Why is he taking 24 shots and RJ 14 when RJ's on fire?
Yeah.
Let RJ get more touches. 6 of 6 from three, hitting sick mid-range shots. I mean, give RJ more touches. Burks and Bullock, I don't want to see these guys taking these shots late. You know, Burks takes that stupid contested two late in the game. Like, what was the point of that?
Yeah.
You know, it just made no sense, man. And then, you know we got a couple of winnable games coming up. I think you said Moran is back. You said, is that what you said?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he was playing tonight. So, yeah, he's good.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, so that game could be, you know, a little – that game could be go either way, but, you know, I really think there's a good chance we're going to end up in that lottery. Some people may want that, some may not, but we're only like a team or two from being in the lottery. So, at worst, though, I think we're going to get that 10 spot for the play-in.
Yeah.
Because Toronto, I think they're 4 or 5 games behind us. What is the rule again? Is it 10 versus 9 and then you're eliminated, or do you get more versus the 7 or 8?
I'm going to pull it up, but go ahead and finish your point. I'm going to pull it up right now.
All right, cool. Yeah, last thing. Actually, this guy, man, Avion Mitchell. I was actually telling Ari in the chat about a couple of weeks ago. We could get this dude. Oh, my God. He's, like, one of my favorite players in the whole draft. I know, like, the only knock I'll probably say on him is that he's, I think,
small.
He's going to be 23.
Yeah, and the age.
Dude, I've seen this dude put the clamps on Cade and on Suggs. This dude could defend like crazy, and his jump shot is way better than it was. He's very electric going to the hoop.
Mm-hmm.
I think his stock is definitely rose, though, so I could see him going like late lottery, mid-teens, so I think he'll be in our range. So I would love, if we could get him, man, I would be so happy.
Yeah. Kid,
I really love his game, man.
Well,
but, yeah, that's pretty much it. Appreciate it, though.
Okay, all good, bro. Greetings, bro. Good to hear from you, bro. All right, here's the rule, CK, and then hang on. ESPN does this autoplay thing that I hate.
Yeah, man.
ESPN's website, NBA website, hate them, bro. All right.
Yeah, man. They don't make it easy for
you. All right. I'm going to read the play-in rules, and then, CK, let's go around the league and see what the competition and the standings is looking like. Okay, play-in game rules. Game one, number 7 seed in the standings by winning percentage will host the number 8 seed, with the winner earning the number 7 seed in the playoffs. The losing team gets another chance in game 3. Game 2 is going to be number 9 team will host the number 10 team, with the winner moving on to game 3. The loser is eliminated and enters the NBA draft lottery. So if you're 9-10, you only get one shot. If you lose, you're in the lottery. If you win, you get another shot. Game 3 now is going to feature the loser of 7-8 against the winner of 9-10 to determine the 8th seed.
Yep.
Simple enough.
Yep.
So the winner of 7-8 moves on. The loser moves gets a second chance. 9-10, it's win and you're in. So if the Knicks are 9-10, they got to win that game to get a shot to get 8. And that'll be in game 3 with the loser of 7-8 versus the winner 9-10. I like that, bro. What do you think?
I love it. Yeah, I think it's great, man. I guess it's funny saying that because we're in the mix of all that.
Yeah.
But even if we weren't, I think it's great. I think it just adds more stakes to the whole situation, especially because with both East and West, like the records are so close. Like, I think it just adds some fuel to the fire because we've seen so many years where, like, the 9th and 10th seeds, especially in the Western Conference, identical records to the 8th and 7th seeds, but yet they just miss it. So I think that just adds more stakes to it. I think it's a lot of fun. And, yeah, look at us. We're right there in the mix of it, so who knows where we'll be in that.
Yeah.
But to jump off of that, let's talk about where we are with the standings.
Yeah, where are we
right
at, bro?
Now. We are in that window that CP just explained. And if the season were to end today, we would be the ones playing against the Celtics for that 7th seed. But yeah, right now we, because of the loss against the Celtics, we're now 2 games under 500 and sitting at the 8th seed. We are ahead of the Pacers, who are they're 23 or 27. We're 25 or 27. They have some games that they have to catch up on.
Pacers played tonight, right? Didn't they?
Just gonna get to that right now.
Yeah,
it was a half and half kind of schedule for us tonight. Some games that we cared about went one way, others didn't. Like the Pacers, one team that's right behind us that's literally breathing on our necks, they did end up beating the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight in a really close, high-scoring affair, 141-137 over there. The Pacers are slowly becoming more fully healthy, so they're trying to make a little run here to come for us. We know the result between us and the Celtics, so we need to talk about that. For my draft people, hoping that we drop into the lottery, the Mavericks lost to the Mavericks.
Nice.
So there's that for my draft people. I enjoy that one. But, yeah, Memphis took care of business for us. John Morant, who we're going to be seeing on Friday, they took care of business for us for Atlanta. So hopefully they can lose some games and slide down a little bit if we decide to go on a nice little run. But, unfortunately, Charlotte, who is another team up there, they won yet again without their star point guard LaMelo Ball beating Oklahoma City. So, as of right now, we have a game going on, but it's Western Conference, so it's not affecting us at all. So as of right now, like I mentioned, we got the Chicago Bulls at 10. We got Pacers at 9, us at 8, Celtics at 7. So
we're how many games up? How many games up on the Pacers?
We're technically, even though we have the same amount of losses, they have some catching to do. We're technically a game up, but the math is weird because they're 23 and 27, we're 25 and 27, but they had some games suspended because of COVID and whatnot.
That's right, yeah.
But as of right now, yeah, we're technically a game ahead of them. But look, that we can lose that with another loss, we can go right back down and be in the ninth seed, and we have to compete for that. So.
Tough, man.
Yeah, tonight was definitely one that hurt a lot because this one would have given us a nice little cushion, but now we're two games under 500, and now we got to bounce back.
Yeah, 100%, man. Let's go to Christoph from New Mexico, CK. Christoph, how you doing?
Christoph.
What's going on?
How you doing, bro? What's going on?
Yeah, hear me? What's going on,
everyone? Yeah, loud and clear, bro. You good, bro?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, bro. Yo, yeah, get ahead with your point, man.
Okay, all right. Now, basically, kids is pissing me off. I'm just trying to understand. Kids is pissing me off. Elf is pissing me off. Burks is pissing me off. I mean, God, like, how many bonehead plays can he make before we can play Toppin or put quickly and consistently? It's starting to get frustrating. And I don't know why the assistant coaches aren't saying anything. I don't know if it's because, you know, Woodson's gone. He has a he can be in his ear or whatever, but it's just getting annoying. I mean, like, something's got to change.
Well, this is your coach, man. I appreciate the call. I mean, this is your coach, man. You know, he's going to go with his guys. He wants to win. He wants to make the playoffs, and he feels like these guys are going to give him the best chance. He doesn't trust that bench, and he definitely doesn't trust him on the defensive side of things. I can tell you that. And so that's why he's trying to mix it up. You saw RJ and Julius finish the third quarter with that bench unit of D. Rose, Alec Burks, and I believe they had Taj in the game as well.
Taj, yeah.
This is just how it's going to be. I don't think you're going to get expanded minutes from Obi. And IQ, I would like to definitely see him get more minutes in 13 tonight, definitely. But I think Tibbs was trying to find his spots. I didn't think he liked that matchup with Marcus Smart. I didn't think he liked that. Look, Pritchard, man, is a different story.
I just feel like we're jumping we're jumping on the gun way too quickly.
Yeah.
Like, no pun intended. But, like, this is his first year of his contract. Mm-hmm. Like, of course you expect him to go out there, coach his way in that first year, see how it goes. And if you – all the BS aside and all your opinions and your, you know, sorrow aside, he's had a very good year as his first year as the head coach of the New York Knicks. You know, obviously, when time comes, he's more comfortable. He has a year two with RJ Barrett, a year two with Julius Randle, a year two with any of these guys. You know, things will start to change a little bit. A year two with Johnny Bryant and his assistant coaching staff and stuff like that. You could see adjustments being made in the years to come with the New York Knicks. I don't know why Knicks fans like this coaching carousel. I don't understand why you guys are okay with that. This one's not it. We're 25 and 27. Yeah. That's not what I want. I want more than that. Get him out of here. Next one.
Never
up.
Satisfied, man. We never have.
I don't understand. That's one thing I will never understand. Because to me, like, yeah, the rotations frustrate me. But at the same time, we're not here without Tom Thibodeau. I understand people want to tank and get this. They're hoping that they can get
the macro and the micro, bro.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So it blows my mind that we're jumping the gun and calling him trash and calling quickly a bum now. He's not the player that we thought he would be. Like, slow down, y'all. Like, yeah. Let us have something good before, you know, all these
things. Before you throw everybody out again.
That's what I'm saying. So. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Just slow down and look at the like you just said. Look at the whole story. Look at the big picture. All right.
100%, bro. 100%. Bro, I don't know if you missed it today, but CP versus Kellerman was another epic showdown. But this time it wasn't all Knicks focused. This time we did a little NBA, man. We touched on the NBA at large and went into our contenders, some of the key storylines going on with some of the teams. You know, are the Lakers in trouble? We touched on the Utah Jazz, touched on, obviously, the Brooklyn Nets. Obviously, you wanted to go Nets heavy with the conversation, as you know. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. I had to go in there and do my thing. But, CP versus Kellerman, make sure you guys catch the replay. It is up on the YouTube channel, so make sure you guys catch that replay. And, that's the Tuesday spot. Me, Max Kellerman, ESPN Plus, 1050 AM radio here in New York. So, it was another solid episode.
they don't pay for the heat over there at ESPN, man? Because why was he in there with a whole...
My man was just bundled up, man.
He was bundled up in that studio, bro. I was like, yo, he was making me hot watching the damn... I don't know, man.
After they moved him, you know, they moved Michael K to 2 o'clock on 98.7. So I don't know if they gave him the basement office. I'm not sure. He's always talking about my setup like the basement office, even though I'm not in my basement. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know if they gave Kellerman the bootleg basement studio. I don't know.
Right. He just looked like, man, I was like, yo, I felt bad. I was looking at his mouth to see if, like, you know, like little ice was going to come out or little clouds was going to come out. Like, yo, he looked cold.
They gave him the Two Live Stews studio, man. I don't know if you remember Two Live Stews, fam. You remember Two Live Stews?
Yes.
They dusted off the Two Live Stews studio.
This still works, we think.
Yeah, this still works. You know what I mean? Tough times, man. Tough times. So man. I just have to do what I have to do. You know, make sure you get the people what they want. Give them some entertainment.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kellerman and them, man. Two Live Stews, man. What happened to Two Live Stews? You got to look them up, bro. Yeah, 100%, bro. Jay from Florida, what's good, bro?
Yeah. Run it up for my boys. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button every time.
All day.
Just make Knicks Fan TV the best.
Yes, sir.
The biggest ever. Yo, shout out to my boy Thomas Joseph Thibodeau Jr. He's the tank commander, old, grumpy old man that likes to be in his ways. I want to say thank you, sir, because you're going to make us lose as many games as possible in the second half and get us a better pick. Knicks fans, 2 weeks ago, Knicks fans was ready to give your man Burks $45 million a year.
Nah, man. Come on, man. No, man. No, Jay. I still say bring him back. I like consistency. I like continuity. But you don't got to overpay him by any shit. Nah, man. He said $45 million.
Yeah, but they were ready to
$45 million, right.
It was ready to pay my man and commit to him. He's not somebody we commit to. We got a whole bunch of journeyman players. We got Bullock and Burks and Payne. These guys never – I don't think they ever had a multi-year deal their whole career. So why are we so excited about this season with these journeymen? You got Knox on the bench. Michael Porter Jr. shooting 58% from the field, 52% from the field with no dribbles. Like, he's the real deal. We should be playing Knox to figure out what he got. He got one more year on his contract. This is stupid.
I don't like that Kev doesn't play. I'll tell you that. I definitely don't like that Kev don't play.
It's almost sure.
I don't like that. Yeah. Free Kev.
He's been balling last fight. Right, free Kev. Last five or six games, Obi been balling, playing better than Quick. They done figured out your man Quick. Your man Quick don't pass the ball. And they done figured out his flow to his whole game. They got to figure it out. Now he got to go back in the lab and find something else, find another gimmick. Right? He got to find another gimmick to get on the court. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just happy Tibbs. I'm happy my man Tibbs is tanking. Like JJ from Brooklyn. Shout out to JJ from Brooklyn. Shout out to my boy Ari. All the smart Knicks fans that don't get excited and open with the stupid season. Because this season is fool's gold. You got Davion Miller. You got Brook Knight. You got all these cats, Johnson from Tennessee. You got all these cats that need to come in here and make this team a legitimate winner. This is not a team that can win any games. RJ is nice. Randall's burnt out. You can't play 40 minutes all year. He's never been in his life and expecting to last all year, 82 games, and then into the playoffs. Yeah. This is crazy. He's crazy. Tim's got no sense, bro. Tim's I eat that. Are you saying Jamaica?
Yeah.
These guys is burnt out. Julius look like a shell of himself.
It's seeming that way, bro.
What game we at now? What game was that?
We at, that was 52. We at 25 and 27.
52. He's burnt out at 52. We still got, 20 more games left? Come on, Tim. You got to use your brain. You got all these kids. A 22-year-old Obi Toppin on the bench that's balling now. Put him in the game, bro. Yeah, Bullock. Bullock has no legs in the fourth quarter. He can't hit a shot.
Yeah.
He'll dead-eye hit a million shots in the first and second quarter, third quarter. Fourth quarter, he's in front rim. Burks is hitting back rim, right? Burks thinks he's harder in the fourth quarter. Like, come on, put the kids in. Let them build some confidence. Build for the future, Tibbs. Like, come on. I think your man Woody was really the coach. They're going downhill to your man Woody.
Everybody says it was Woodson.
Look, I am 100% on that conspiracy.
Everybody says it was Woodson, man.
I'm there. I'm on it.
I don't know, man. Yo, my man Burks. Listen, you paid $6 million for Burks, man. As a vet that can put the ball on the floor and get you a bucket off the bench. I like that. To me, I would invest that money for. I like stability, bro. I don't like bringing in five new vets the next year and having to figure out chemistry after that. Build it. Mm-hmm. You see Julius and Bullock got that chemistry going. You see Julius and RJ got that chemistry going year over year. You see what Taj has done. They brought Taj in off the street. And my man fit right in with them because he knows the coach and he knows these players. Right? This is the starting five he was with.
Yeah.
So he knows the team. There's a familiarity there and a veteran leadership that he brings. Now, yeah, there's other guys like Kevin Obi. You want to see them getting more minutes for sure. But that clashes with the coach's overall goal. You know, it's frustrating, bro. Especially
it's frustrating.
Especially
it's frustrating. You see him play 5 minutes and he already get 9 points in those 5 minutes. It's like, what could happen if you let him play, you know, actual minutes? You know, I completely agree. And that's my thing, too. I'm with you. I'm tired of doing the Rolodex of, okay, who's the new journeyman on the Knicks now?
Right.
You know, it's okay to give some money to some of these guys. I understand we're not going to bring back Bullock. But I'm not trying to bring all of them back. But I mean, like Burks, like
hey, Tibbs might bring Bullock back.
He might. But I'm just saying, like we don't have offense like that. So when you have a guy that you found that can give you that offense off of the bench and is okay playing that bench role, why not re-up him for another $6 million for a year or two? Why not? Like, you know what I mean? Like a $12 million for 2 years, like. I don't see the problem in that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We need the offense. He provides the offense off of the bench. Why not? He's a veteran. Let run it. I don't
see that. If it doesn't cost you that much, I don't see why not. You know,
I don't, Peyton, Taj,
you don't bring them back. But like a Burks, I would bring him back off the bench. I would bring that for sure.
You got to have vets on TV. You can't all just be the young guys.
Yeah.
Like, I love them too. I want Knox playing. It's all on my shirt. I want Knox playing. Like it's not hidden, but at the same time, I also want to see us continue to go in the upward trajectory like we're doing right now. And you can't do that with only the young guys. You just can't.
Definitely, man.
Ask the magic.
I haven't heard from this guy in a while. Marshall from North Dakota in the building. Marshall, how you doing, bro?
What's up, man?
What's good, on, man? How's the snow going in North Dakota, man? You got your North Face on, bro?
No, there's no snow. It's all sunshine and rainbows over here.
All right, no doubt. No doubt, man. No doubt.
So this is kind of my concern. I got a couple of quick little points, but this is my concern. Because when Tibbs was here in Minnesota, because a lot of North Dakota fans, they root for the Timberwolves. And so there was a lot of animosity with the whole Jimmy Butler situation and things of that nature. And so a lot of that crept into the locker room, and it created a big divide between Tibbs and the players. But granted, you know, Timberwolves put a lot on Tibbs' plate, you know, and that whole relationship fizzled out, you know, very quickly within that first year of his contract.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that doesn't happen in New York. I think this squad is a little bit more put together as far as chemistry goes, you know, goes towards that. So I think the chemistry with the team will be all right, but the frustration's going to creep in there with all the losing and everything. So hopefully that doesn't happen with us, but there has to be a change, you know, with the rotations and how the team is playing, that type of deal. And then secondly, I don't know if this is my own superstition, but, you know, Julius with the blowout fro, he's not producing. I don't know if
you're not alone,
out,
bro.
Everybody says Coro Julius has to make a comeback, man.
Yeah.
Marshall, good to hear from you, man.
That's
it's been a minute, bro. Been a minute.
And then I'm a big fan of Kev and Frank. So bring back Kev and Frank, and that's all I got.
Yes.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Frank is buried, man. As I predicted, the French prince is back on the bench. He's handing Theo the water, who's handing it to Julius. During the break. Yeah, they got my man. I don't even see Frank on the bench. They got him in the back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not the front
row. I saw
row.
John Henson more than I saw Frank.
John Henson was? I didn't even see
John
Henson.
He was
John
on
Henson
the bench. Yeah, he was there.
Wow.
Street clothes, but he was there.
Okay. Yeah, I can't even see Frank on the bench, bro. That's how buried he is. It's a cold world in Tibbs' land, man. Cold world. I don't know. You know, as Marshall spoke on the Minnesota situation, yeah, Tibbs, he did play a young LaVine and Towns and Wiggins. He played them early. and they didn't win. They only won 30-something games. He went back to the Timber Bulls, brought in Butler, Rose, Taj. Dang, they make the playoffs. That's Tibbs' style. You know, I had John Krasinski of The Athletic who covered the Timberwolves. That's Tibbs' style. And what he's waiting to do, he's waiting to package up a lot of these kids and get a real star. The problem is, if you're not playing these kids, how much are they worth? How do you know what they're worth?
You don't.
That's going to end up costing you more on the back end, to me. It's a fine line, man. Fine balance. But
yeah,
it's hard to tell them to stop winning, especially when you like when they win.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I enjoy winning. I enjoy it.
You know, it's hard. I enjoy winning. I'm with JJ. I'm with Jay. I think we're better off long-term building this team through the draft. I've been saying that from the beginning. I stand by that. Yeah. Better off long-term building through the top end of the lottery. So, but we'll see. See what happens, man. We shall see what happens. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Rich Harris, salute to Rich Harris in the chat. Seven Car Service, my guy Myron, what's going on? If you guys are 30 cities in the chat, as a matter of fact, 30 cities in the chat, let us know where you're checking in from. We'll shout you guys out. Let's take a couple more before we wrap up. We're getting to some new callers, man, some people that we hadn't heard from. You know, some of the same callers call in and whatnot, but we got to get to the new callers as well. And just hear from some new energy. Let's go to Brooklyn. G Money, what's going on?
What's going on, man? How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing, bro?
Look, I'm happy that this team's improving. I understand that, but at the same time, man, I'm tired of blowing close games at the end. Here's what kills me: Why is Marcus Smart in the top of the key, knowing that he can hit a clutch three? That's what I don't understand. And two, Bullock, Burke, they were terrible today. R.J. Barrett had a great game. R.J. played his butt off in this game. And we wasted it because we couldn't rebound the ball. And also the fact we couldn't stop Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown's a good player. We couldn't stop him all night.
Couldn't stop him all night.
He was going to the basket at And Jason Tatum came alive in the second half. It's what kills me is this. We're only a game up on Indiana, okay? Next game for the Pacers, they have the Magic. They're going to beat the Magic, let's be honest. Then we got the Grizzlies coming up. And Memphis just destroyed and ran through Atlanta. We had an opportunity to get closer to the top, to, you know, get into the playoffs. Yeah, we're still in the 8th seed now, but for how long? That's what we need to understand. Listen, I'm happy that we have overachieved at this point, but I want to make the playoffs a race. It's been 7 years, okay?
Yeah.
Because what people need to understand is the East is going to get better next year. Toronto's going to get better. Indiana's going to get better. Chicago's going to get better. Atlanta's going to get better. Milwaukee, Brooklyn, Philadelphia, Boston, Miami, things like that. It ain't going to be easy for us to get a star next year. What I'm saying is this. I'm happy that we show signs of improvement, but at the same time, I'm tired of failing to execute in clutch moments. This is a game that we had. Boston played a back-to-back, man. No Kemba Walker, no Evan Fournier, and we couldn't execute down the stretch of the game. We were up 7 in the fourth quarter, though. I understand Boston is nice players, but they've been inconsistent all season, well, the team. And we did not execute because we don't have the closer. That's the problem here. We have.
So who do you want? Who do you want, man? Who do you want to close?
It's gonna be tough at this point, man, because it's like, in this game it could have been RJ. I would have had RJ close the game out in this moment because he's lined it up. I like I like Julius Randle. Randle has had a great season, but other than the third quarter, he was not great at night. I'm sorry, 9-23, it's not that good.
Yeah.
I can't. Bullock was playing well as of late. He was horrible this game. 2 of 8. Come on, Reggie, Alec Burks, 2 of 9. Really, like
yeah.
I don't get it. It's ridiculous.
Tough,
we
man.
Okay.
Tough, man. Hang in there, G-Money. Your connection was kind of faulty, but you hear his passion. You hear his concerns.
Yeah, you sure do.
You know. RJ gets lost in the shuffle in crunch time.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see them just continue to run that pick and roll for him. You know, they weren't stopping it. Give him a good look. That mid-range that he hit, that one mid-range that he hit in the fourth was major, bro. That free throw mid-range was major.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, a lot of times they clang off the back rim. You want to see him develop some more touch, and he knocked it down. Swish.
Clean.
Yeah. Three-pointers. Hit a couple three-pointers in the fourth as well. I like how in the second quarter they caught the mismatch on him with Pritchard, so they went to him in the post. So I like to see if there's a mismatch there. Go to him in the post. Mix it up a little bit. I like how they did that. So, RJ, you know, again, outside of that one turnover, which, you know, didn't really cost him in the end, I thought this was one of his best games of the year.
I think it was his best. I mean, it's just unfortunate it came out in a loss.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Like, even I'm trying to think of the 32-point game, too. I don't know. This was just efficiency.
Yeah, that 32-point game against the Thunder.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, but this one was his most efficient, no doubt.
It was just a fit right, you know what I mean? And I don't know. I think I put that there. It's just, I guess, in the loss, but
deserved to get the dub, man. Yeah. Quickly on the RJ topic, man. You know, ESPN likes to come out with their lists, right? Everybody likes to do a list every now and again. You know, all these lists are terrible clickbait. You know, content that people always at me like, CP, did you see this? I'm just like, yo, man, you know the vibes already. But anyway, let's just entertain this thing anyway. Because ESPN's top 25, under 25, of course, leaves off RJ Barrett.
Of course.
And it was just so apropos that he had this outstanding game tonight and a good season, a good second season, bro. Yeah. So that we can come back and talk about the fact that they disrespected him on the list. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Crazy, bro.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? Like, be real. Like,
yeah.
How do you feel like, you know, it's because he's still young, so, you know, he's still 20, so he has some time and rah, rah, rah. Like, how do you feel about that?
I think there's some Knicks slander in it. Like Halliburton, for example. If Halliburton was on the Knicks, he would never be on this list.
At all, right.
He would never be on this list. He shouldn't be on this list, period, in place of RJ Barrett.
Yeah.
Because I got to factor in wins. Mm-hmm. I got to factor in where the team is right now.
Thank you.
And they gave him no credit for improving his efficiency numbers year over year.
Yeah.
I'm taking Halliburton out of there. I'm taking Jared Allen out of there.
Goodbye. Mm-hmm.
I'm taking Mikal Bridges out of there.
Yep.
He's having a good year himself. Having a very good year. Phoenix, number two seed in the West. Give him credit.
But do they think he's going to become a superstar, all-star?
Right.
Like, what's that mean? What you mean?
Right.
Like, well,
Top 25 under 25? I'm not putting Mikal. He's a role player, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not putting Mikal Bridges
I like
in
him,
there.
But no.
No. No, 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 no. Everything else I'm okay with. I'm okay with most of the list. So when you get to the bottom, things get a little hairy. Halliburton, John Collins, Jared Allen. RJ has to be in there for one of them.
I think what irritated me the most is just seeing the top three on the last few draft classes on there. But RJ Barrett got left off. You see John, you get Zion, and yet again, RJ Barrett slept on.
That's right.
You know what I mean? You're seeing this year with – I mean, James Wiseman wasn't on there, but – there's a conversation for that, but I'm going to leave that to the Warriors fans. I don't care. I only care about RJ now. But,
exactly.
You know, got LaMelo, got Anthony Edwards on there. You know what I mean? Third overall pick, LaMelo Ball. So it's just I'm seeing these names, and then you named all the names. It just irritated. Like, I do like Tyrese Halliburton. I'm a fan. I think that he could be something. But at the same time, for you to jump to that assumption that potentially he's going to be this great player, where are you basing this off?
Right. The hype.
You know what I mean? Over guys like RJ Barrett that's not on this list.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's tons of other NBA fans that have other names that they're throwing under. But like I said, I can care less about them. When you got RJ Barrett right now on a playoff team and a big factor of that playoff team.
Yeah.
That is
He's
not even
be
being
here,
looked
bro.
At.
Period. He's got to be
crazy. There's a lot of bias on there for sure. They know what they're doing because they're going to get the clicks from us. They're going to get the responses from us.
Yeah.
Now people are looking at it because we're bringing it up. So I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But
and the clicks start. The clicks start from throwing LaMelo in there over Booker.
100%.
They put LaMelo at the top.
Top 10, bro.
At the top.
Top 10.
Because they know he's box office. And he had a great year, you know, before the reverse injury. LaMelo came and showed that he's ready to go. He belongs, no doubt.
Right.
And he's going to be a special player, no doubt. But, you know, they threw him right there under Luka's eye. They threw their three most marketable.
They did.
No basis Luka's for anything.
LaMelo, yep.
You know.
Yep. That's a different conversation if you change the name of the list to that.
Yeah.
Like, then I get it. Oh, okay.
That's it, man. That's it.
Most marketable 2500.
Yeah, so it's only right. My man came out with 29 points, 10 of 14 from the field. Put some respect on his name.
Timing's perfect.
As I said, he came into this game shooting 14 of 20 in his last five games from three. I'm sure that number has gotten to go up in this game alone. Because if we go, let's take a look. So to everybody in the chat once again, let's go to his stats real quick. And then we're going to wrap with Dan from Long Island. All right, let's go to his stats and see what's going on. So to everybody in the chat, we got Lockie Walker checking in. Everybody in Australia, New Zealand, what's going on? NZ Richie, how you feeling? Hospice checking in from Vancouver Island, Canada. Iller checking in from T-Dot. Iller, what's going on? I figured Iller would have called in with RG's big night. We didn't hear from Iller tonight.
Yeah.
RG, the OG, St. Paul, Minnesota. All right, so Midwest is in here heavy. So Soldier St. Paul, Minnesota. Let's go to RJ's numbers here, shall we? Let's take a look and see what's going on. ESPN's website is a killer. Just a killer. All right.
Absolutely.
Let's take a look. Last 10, he's shooting 37% from three. But if we take a look at the recent games, let's go to his last few games from three. This thing is taking forever to load. Nine tight people. All right, so tonight he was 6-6 against Boston. Against the Nets, he was 4-6 from downtown. Detroit 1-1, Dallas 2-5, and Minnesota 3-4. So there that is, last five games.
I don't know.
Yeah, 22. 16-22 is what I have.
That's crazy, man. And remember we were talking about the start of the season,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep, that's what I said, 16-22. So I was right from what I said earlier. 16-22, started the season off, went 0-21 after the Pacer game. Yep. So the kid's working, man.
He's doing what he got to do, man.
Yeah.
20 years old, bro.
Yeah. Vampiro, what's going on? Salute to Las Vegas. 49 cents, I run New York's, is Paul Pierce at home watching NBA TV.
Is it bad to say that I like Paul Pierce a little bit more these last few days than I have in his
career? Did you see his last video on IG? What is he doing, man? Now he's on the hookah vibe, bro. I think it might be like a midlife crisis or something, man.
Right, it might be. Yeah. It might be.
It might be, man.
He cracking me up.
Yeah, because like his last joint was like, you know, he's on the hookah wave. I don't know, man. Salute to Paul Pierce. Hopefully everything's iron and he's just having, you know, trying to have fun with his life, everybody should, you know?
Yeah, he might just want to just fall back. I think that's mainly part of what it is. He just probably just want to fall back and just live.
Just live, man. Yeah, man. All right, let's wrap this thing up, man. OG Dad from Long Island. Dan, how you doing, man? Long time, bro.
Hey, what's going on, man? Yo, what's up, CK2K? Good job tonight. Oh, everybody go copy your Manscaped, you know?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
20% off promo code Nick.
Listen, man. There you go. Listen. I've been in a real depression that loss to Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? It's one that I keep thinking about at nights like this, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like those are those games you got to have. And then, you know, it's also what I'm seeing right now. I think everybody sees the same thing. This is where not having a legitimate NBA point guard to help you get into your sets, you know, in the fourth quarter. That's when you lose games like you did to the Nets, when you lose this game, you know, the Minnesota game. You could point to four or five games where a legitimate I'm not even saying an upper tier. I would just say a middle-of-the-road NBA point guard could have got us some games. So, you know, listen, I'm not saying anything everybody doesn't know. It's a priority. Everybody's been saying that. But real quick, though, man, look, you know, CP, I got mad respect for you in this channel. Remember a few weeks ago, everybody, you know, I was talking about, man, close the bandwagon. Some of these new jacks and some of these new heads who are calling your show, it's crazy. Like, were they here last year? How can anybody get bent? I mean, I understand we're in a little slump right now, but how can anybody get bent with this season? You knew what the roster was walking in.
Expectations, man. Expectations. You got a little taste of victory. You want to go all the way, Dan. You know it. You know how it goes, man.
Yo,
expectations.
See, they weren't here then, right? They weren't here last year. Where were they? Because I mean, how could you have saw what we saw last year, come back this year, and get on tip? I don't get me wrong. No one's above being criticized, but you got to look at the body of work.
Yeah.
And we're a competitive team. We're an organized team. He had no summer. He had no summer league with these guys. I mean, come on already. You knew quickly it was going to hit a wall. Right? That's not so unusual. So, you know, whatever. Listen, you can always say, hey, I'm not a Knox guy, but hey, Knox got to get some minutes, you know, unleash Frank, whatever. But like I said, man, CP, I blame you, man. The bandwagon got too big, and I got full slack falling in here, man, all right?
Have a good night, man.
I'll talk to you both soon.
Appreciate it, Dan. That's the team, CK. You got a little success. Yeah. People want to see more of it, man. You're spoiled now.
And I'm in there.
You know what I mean?
I just, you know, they tease me and I want it. I want more.
That's a fact. Yeah. So we thought we were going to close from Dan, but then I got word that the OG's in here. So we got to close with my guy, Jay Boogie from North Carolina. Jay Boogie, what's going on?
Shout out to the team, man. Hope everybody's staying healthy and safe, man. Good to see y'all board, you know what I'm saying? Y'all looking good doing what y'all doing. My man CP, I see you done went upside that man helmet again. Take this whole chin strap off, you know what I'm saying? You must be getting him ready for the draft. I wonder what football team he like, you know what I'm saying? CK2K, that was me hollering at you about that Cash App, you know what I'm saying? Difficulties, but I'm trying to get at you because you deserve that, and I support everybody that's striving to do the right thing in life.
Appreciate
you know what
it,
I'm saying?
Appreciate
no Spike Lee, though. You don't need him to do the right thing, man. But listen, it's a sad situation they ain't got our man on that 25 or under list. But it's not about you not being on that list. It's about what you're going to do about that list. What you're going to do to, you know what I'm saying, to take off. You showed the night, like, you know what I'm saying, you had some anger about it. What you going to do when you see them guys that's on them list that they supposed to be on that list? You're supposed to take this as a vendetta and get back and show people, you know what I'm saying, where you specially belong. But I need y'all to know and understand, we got an all-star with that young boy in the making, slowly but surely. Every day he making strides, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You don't see too many games where he do the same bad things over and over and over. And that's where, you know what I'm saying, your game is growing, you know what I'm saying? And we doing a lot of big things, you know what I'm saying? But I need everybody to pay attention, man. Stop being so tough and so hard on us. Yeah, I know we New York people. I know we New York Jersey people. I know we New York Knicks fans and all that, you know what I'm saying? And we want things when we want it, you know what I'm saying? Everybody here, they know how to go get it when, you know what I'm saying, they want something, you know what I'm saying? We don't wait for nobody to give us nothing. But the thing is, you got to relate to last season, you know what I'm saying? All these close victories that we should be winning and we losing with the Celtics, with Brooklyn and with Philly and all that, you know what I'm saying? Those are minor steps that we're leading up to. Last year they was 15 to 20 point blowout games. This year they 2 and 3 point game losses, you know what I'm saying? That's growth being in effect, you know what I'm saying? You don't just take over everything with a whole new network, you know what I'm saying? We got a whole new staff. We got a whole new front office. Sure. We got a whole new pitcher staff. We got a couple of other players, you know what I'm saying, that's new, you know what I'm saying? And y'all was touching on the situation about we need to start bringing back some of our players instead of keep, you know what I'm saying, finding new people every season, you know what I'm saying? And I don't need no veterans. I need leaders. I keep telling you, it's a difference between veterans and leaders, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But right now, we on the right page and everything, you know what I'm saying? We got a good staff going on, you know what I'm saying? But they just need to get on the same page and see accordingly and be on the same page and do everything together instead of being separated. separated. Right now, they're a little separated on what they need to do, you know what I'm saying? But this right here is a very big season, you know what I'm saying? I don't know who took the over, who took the under in Vegas this year, you know what I'm saying? But we way over. We 25 games, with how many games left, you know what I'm saying? Nobody thought we was going to be at this point fighting, you know what I'm saying, to be inside, you know what I'm saying, a play-in and all that there. So appreciate this right here. Even if we don't make it in the playoff, this is an important season because them guys are getting learn opportunities right now that they don't know how to be in. Them guys, RJ don't know how to be in big game situations in the pros, taking big boy shots. This is a learning situation. I ain't comparing him to Kobe. But don't forget, Kobe shot them air balls before he, you know what I'm saying, he took off to be the man he became, you know what I'm saying? May he rest in heaven, you know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things that we got to be grateful and approval of what's going on with our team, you know what I'm saying? Be appreciative of what we got going on right now, you know what I'm saying? Just to be in the eighth spot, you know what I'm saying? Just to be losing 2-point games, you know what I'm saying? Just to be fighting, you know what I'm saying? We just got to learn how to, you know what I'm saying, to complete these games. And that's the point we were not at, you know what I'm saying? And then these are learning steps and pages, you know what I'm saying, that we're taking to get across, you know what I'm saying? You always make sure you keep a volume on your mixtape, you know what I'm saying? When you say it's a volume, that means you, if you like it, I'm going to come back with another one. This is a volume right here, and everybody loving this situation. So I guess we're coming back next year. We just got to critique it a little bit. But the most important thing, we got to go ahead and get some confidence, you know what I'm saying, in what we're doing, right, and get, you know what I'm saying, experience in what we're doing, you know what I'm saying, and then other things are going to happen. I promise you, man, our time is coming, you know what I'm saying, but we got to continue on having patience, you know what I'm saying. Ain't no more tanking and none of that right there. Whatever picks we get is whatever picks we get, but you got to go and get the people that, you know what I'm saying, Tom want to have to motivate our team to move up, you know. Tom want to make the playoffs. He got a 5-year deal, so one is under the belt. So that means he got 3 years and a wake up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Tom wants to make the playoffs because he knows this is his last chance, his last situation to do anything. You know what I'm saying? If this don't work, it's over with. So you got to understand that man's point of view and go get what he wants so he can implement what he want to do. He's trying to get to the playoffs and become a factor in New York City and bring the whole state back all the way, like everybody crying that they want to be at right now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants the playoffs. Everybody, too many people want to make the Eastern Conference Final right now. You can't do that right now. You got elite killers out there, and you know what I'm saying, in the Nets and in Philly and a little Boston, they slightly falling off. We next to take over that spot. Toronto's already gone. Washington's somewhere else. So we right here in the thick of the things where we need to be at coming next year. Be easy and be proud of what we got right now and stop finding ways to try to pull it down because we lose a couple of games and you know what I'm saying, we fall back a little bit. What about the things we already done this year? Remember some of that. Be cheerful of that. Be grateful of that, man. You know what I'm saying? Peace, love, and happiness. Take care of what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Love your ones. Protect yourself. That thing is still out there, man. And shout out to my man, G-Money. That's my young boy right there. Okay. He up and coming. He's learning on topics. He on to something, too, man. And shout out to everybody repping that orange and blue. If you don't like what we're doing, I told you, go to Denver and rock with the Denver Broncos, man. Peace, y'all. Have a great night.
Throw the fives in the chat. J Boogie laying it down. Perspective. Perspective, bro.
I love it.
That's it, man.
I love it.
Yeah, I just let him cook. That's why he's the closer, bro. Yeah. Just let him cook.
Big facts.
Perspective. Big facts. That's all I'm going to say about that, bro. I have nothing to say on that, bro. Perspective. That's it. That's it, man. Great show. Great way to close it.
Man.
Friday's another day, man. Back to war, man. Yeah. Remember where we at. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we got to do, man. Yeah. On to the next one, right?
On to the next, bro. Ah, man. A day in the life of the Knicks fan. Good show, bro. Got it inside out, man.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. What am I supposed to say after what J-Boog just
That's
said?
It.
All I'm going to say is, look, all love to you, J-Boog. Hope everything is going well for you, bro. Appreciate you coming through and blessing us on the show. And shout out to you guys in the chat. You know what it is. Find me over on CK2K. Find me everywhere at CK2K. Guys, we'll be all right.
Yes,
Friday,
sir.
On to the next one.
Great show, my dude. And so to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Throw a five in the chat for J-Boogie.
Yes, sir.
Closing sermon. Remember, these shows are available in audio podcast format as well, man. If you guys miss it on video, you can always catch it on audio as well. All the major podcast platforms on the Knicks Fan TV, can't miss it. the Kellerman Tuesday spots are also on the podcast, also on Knicks Fan TV, so you guys can always catch up on a lot of content. Got some more on the way. And, yeah, man, again, tough loss. Knicks go down in Beantown, 101-99. Salute to all the callers, everybody that left us a super chat. We're going to finish reading super chats right now. And, yeah, Friday, Knicks versus Memphis. We will see y'all. Ashley's out in Costa Rica getting a tan on. We in the trenches right now. It's all good, man. We in the trenches right now. I want to shout out JB Floating. He says, rocking that KFTV cap tomorrow at the Mets game. Home opener, hashtag TMK, hashtag amazing culture, hashtag join us. The Rhyme Animal Chuck D says, I would have gambled on that double team on the smart trade. Knicks fans don't know how smart gets heat from Celtics fans. We gambled, we lost. It happens.
Crazy.
First Lady Sports, most coaches do not play their key players the entire quarter. Tibbs needs to pull him earlier so he has legs in the four. Okay, I did read that one.
Everyone dropping five still. That's how you know that you had a good closing win.
Five about going heavy.
Few minutes after you finish, they still dropping five for you, Jay Bush.
Five's going heavy, man. Five's going heavy. All right, back up and running. Paul Robinson says, if we tank, it's by accident. Think about it. Yeah, it's either they're good enough or they're not. You know? Yeah. Cool Vids Man says, should MYK make RJ the main scorer like how Pat Riley shifted offensive focus from Kareem to Magic? Not saying Randall or RJ are Kareem or Magic. I think he should get a look. I think he should get a look. You know, I think RJ has shown that out of the pick and roll, he can make something happen. And if you throw a couple more floor spaces out there, maybe he gets, you know, maybe it's not him taking that last shot or taking that last layup or finding somebody for another look, getting better shots in rhythm. Not just ISO yeah, all the time, man.
That's what we need, bro.
Better
that's
shots in rhythm.
Better.
You know, that's that. Who else we got? Boston Nick says, I was talking reckless after the loss. We are still an incomplete team going to be toe-to-toe with playoff contenders. Got to learn how to close. Plus, I think Julius is playing hurt still. Limps at times. Christoph says, shout-out to you guys. First-time caller. I was literally putting my daughter down for bed while trying to answer my turn. Thanks for taking my call. Oh, that was Christoph in New Mexico, bro. Cause, people's like, yo, he sounded like he was on it. I thought he was just on, like, some New Mexico wave, you know. Just kind of chilling and doing the damn thing. But nah, he was occupied, man. He got responsibilities, man. So respect.
We understand.
Dad life is real, man. We appreciate that. Taya Clay checking in from San Antonio says, Pat Riley, Van Gundy, disciples don't play rookies. That's a fact. That is a fact. Tibbs is a product of his environment. It sucks, but it's a fact. Look it up. Nah, he's right. 100% right. Cool Vits, man. Thanks again for the super chat. Jimmy Snyder says, losing close games now will help us learn how to win close games in the future. Our best player is 20 years old. Better days ahead. David Claudio, I'm tired of Randall playing the entire first and third, and IQ and Obi only get 5 minutes in each half. Peyton is unplayable. He can't shoot or pass. Give Nine God more shots. Agreed. Steve Vernon, shout out Steve Vernon, says, Knicks need to groom RJ to be a James Harden-like player, like D'Antoni had. James is in Houston. No, like D'Antoni had with James in Houston. Have him work on his handle this summer. Jason Williams, I hope someone will help RJ with his handle. He needs to develop a right hand to shoot off the dribble. Yeah, in the mid-range. The drives to the lane will open. Jay Renee, even Mike Breen sounds exasperated with Julius and Elf's nonsense lately. And how didn't RJ make that ESPN 25 under 25? But three winnable games to go. Let's go, NYK. Alan Berman, salute to you, says, salute, replace Elf's minutes with Marcus Smart, and where are we at? Apparently, he was on the market during the deadline. Might be a guy I'd look into this offseason if I'm Leon Rose.
Okay.
Yeah. Why not? And I think I got the super chats. Let me just make sure. I did. So salute to everybody in the chat once again, man. Appreciate you guys, all the mods. Always appreciate your hard work and effort. Friday night, CPCK2K, Knicks versus Grizzlies. Let's get a bounce back win, man. Two-game losing streak. Let's get it back at the Garden. John Morant coming.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System,
If you haven't heard of the EE system yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.